Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the second parak of Maseches Kiddushin. We are up to parak Beis, Mishnah Dalid. So, Homer L'Shulucho, a guy says to a shliach, Tzei v'kadesh li'isha plonus b'mekom ploni. I want you to go and be mekadesh for me, this woman, in this place. V'halach v'kitcha b'makom acher. And the shliach went and was mekadesh, the right woman, in the wrong place. Ein mekadeshes. And the Kiddushin is not valid because he wasn't authorized to perform the Kiddushin in the wrong place. We assume he dafka wanted to be married in this place. He always had his heart set on getting married at that particular wedding hall, that particular city, for whatever reason. It's good for his reputation, maybe over there. Harehi b'makom ploni. But if he doesn't tell the shliach, be mekadesh her for me in that place, he just says, be mekadesh this woman for me. You can find her in makom ploni, v'kitcha makom acher. And the guy went and was mekadesh her somewhere else. Harehi z'mekadeshes. Then it is mekadeshes because he was not insistent on doing the kiddushin dafka in that place. He was just trying to help the shliach out in terms of where you can find the woman, and if he finds her somewhere else, then that's perfectly fine as well. Mishnahei, ha-mekadesh nisha al-menashe eino le nedarim. If a man is mekadesh nisha al-menashe that she doesn't have any nedarim, v'nimtzu al-le nedarim, but it turns out that she does have a bunch of nedarim, and that's not good, because if a woman is nadronis, that could be something that's destructive to a marriage, because terrible things happen to people who take nedarim. Eino mekadesh. So then the kiddushin is not valid because he made it tonight that she shouldn't have any nedarim. But kinasa stam, if he just marries a woman stam and it turns out that she has a propensity to take nedarim, they're married, but he can divorce her without having to pay her ksuba. Meaning the halacha is when it comes to paying her ksuba that whenever a woman is responsible for destroying the marriage, she's not entitled to a ksuba. So we assume that nedarim will destroy a marriage because bavo nedarim banamesim and the like. So we assume that terrible things happen, and therefore that would destroy the marriage. If he's Makadish woman, she doesn't have any blemishes. She does have some sort of blemish. Then the Kiddushin is not valid because the Tanai was not fulfilled. But if he just marries a woman Stam without any mention of blemishes, and it turns out that she does have blemishes, then she's divorced without receiving a Ksuba, but they are married, so she's going to need to have a get. And what counts as a mum? So for that, you have to learn the halachas of kohanim. Whatever would pasul a kohen from doing the avoda in the Beis Hamikdash, which we read about in the Torah, that kol ish asher bo mum lo yikrav ish iver o piseach o charum el sarua, shever regel, shever yad, gibin, dak. What is the parshas emor? I think, right, where we have all of these things. So any such mum that passels kohanim would passel an isha as well from in terms of her ability to collect her ksuba. Okay, let's review what we learned today. Today we did Mishnayos Dalet and Hey. In Mishnah Dalet we said that someone who says to a shliach, be mekadish me a certain woman in a certain place. So then if he's mekadish or somewhere else, it's not a valid kiddushin. But if he just identifies, you can find her in a certain place, then it is a valid kiddushin. And then in Mishnah Hey, we said if someone is mekadesh a woman with a tenai that she doesn't have nedarim and she does, the kiddushin is invalid. But if he didn't mention any tenai and she has nedarim, then they are married, but he can divorce her without paying ksuba. If he makes a tenai that she doesn't have mumin and it turns out she does have mum, then it's ainu mekadeshes. But if he doesn't make a tenai, he just does the kiddushin and it turns out she has mumin, then they get divorced without a ksuba. And the definition of a mum, but they do need to get divorced. The definition of a mum is anything that would pasul a kohen, is the definition of a mum by an isha as well. Okay, but from tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav.